Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Chad, and I serve with the Send Network and also at LifePoint. We're continuing our series called Camouflage Christmas, and the main idea of this series is the proof is in the prophecies. And this Christmas, we are looking at some of the Old Testament prophecies about Jesus and how they have been fulfilled in the New Testament. We're looking at Jesus as our prophet, priest, and king. And this week, we are considering Jesus as our priest. The office of the priest originated in the Old Testament. The priest was the person that made atonement for God's people. They served in a place called the tabernacle and later the temple. And the temple had layers to it. It had a lot of courts, which was just a term that was used for different spaces designed for different people and for different purposes. And only certain people were allowed to access certain places in the temple. It's hard to find an equivalent to our day, but you might think of it as like a big box store. You have the parking lot, that was kind of the court of the Gentiles. Then you have the actual store, which was the court of the women. Then you get to where only the employees were, and that was the court of the priest, followed by the manager's office, and only really certain people go in there, right? That's similar to how the temple was laid out. You had this big open space where everybody was welcome. And then the closer you got to the presence of God, the more restrictive it was on who could go there. The closer you got to God's presence, the fewer people who were invited in. So you had the court of the Gentiles reserved for all non-Jews. They were welcome there, but they couldn't go any further than that. Then you had the court of the women, and it was reserved, as you may have guessed, for women, but they could only go so far. Then you had the court of the priests, followed by the holy place, and lastly, the innermost part of the temple, which was called the Holy of Holies. This was the holiest place where God's presence dwelt among his people. And only one man, the high priest, went into the Holy of Holies, and he was only allowed to do that one day a year. It's called the Day of Atonement, or in Hebrew, Yom Kippur. This was the day that the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies and make atonement or restitution for the sins of God's people. Now, this is huge to know because the New Testament letter of Hebrews says that Jesus is our high priest. That when he died, he entered the temple, but not the physical temple, but the very presence of God, and made atonement for us. But it wasn't an atonement like any other atonement before. It didn't have to be repeated yearly. No, Jesus' atonement, the giving of his life, was a once and for all atonement. We no longer need a human priest to go to God to make us right with him. Jesus did that for us, once and for all. What's more, when Jesus died on the cross, the Bible says that the veil in the temple was torn in two. When you think of a veil, it's not like a wedding veil, like a thin kind of see-through piece of clothing. But rather, the veil was this thick curtain that separated the Holy of Holies from the holy place. Think about a curtain on a stage at a theater, but like four times as thick. When Jesus died, that thing ripped from top to bottom. Now, here's what this means. For centuries, people were told, you're welcome in God's presence, but you can only come this far. Gentiles are welcome, but only so far. Women are welcome, but only so far. Men are welcome, but only so far. Priests are welcome, but only so far. And the presence of God had so many restrictions on it. But when Jesus died, he made atonement for us once and for all. And when God ripped the veil of the temple, it was as if he was saying to everybody who had been told, you can only come so far, come unto me. Come to me. I've made a way for us to be together again. I want to be close to you. I want to know you. I want you to know me. I want to be your father and you can be my children. I want to be your God and you can be my people. Christmas means that Jesus is our priest who made atonement for us so that we can not only be right before God, but we could also be brought near to God. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for coming to check out the DriveCast today. We hope that you'll come back more in the week for additional episodes. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for sending your son to atone for our sins. Thank you that he rescued us. Thank you that we no longer have to offer atoning sacrifices for our sin because Jesus did it once for all. And we do pray this in his name. Amen. Now, why don't you take a minute and pray and thank the Lord for his atoning death and for being our high priest who now gives us all access to God once again.